I just wanted to get your thoughts on the whole night. It was a special night, and first, I guess the main thing is let's talk about the game. A huge win, 86-83 over Drake, who we already know is the regular season champion. I mean, what a great game!
You know, Bill, I think the biggest thing going into the ball game is we had a lot of hype, and one of the things I tried to do with our players is not to low key anything, but to let them enjoy the moment. And just kind of enjoy the process. But I did ask them for two things. I asked them, let's honor the five seniors that have meant so much to our program over the last five, four, you know, 3 and 2 years for some of them. But the other thing is to honor a building which has been so good to us for 32 years. And I said, you have a chance tonight to be a part of history, but you have to make the history. And in order to do that, you know, you got to win the ball game. And it couldn't have been literally scripted any better. And, you know, we had a big, substantial lead, and Drake, in their normal fashion, came back roaring. And because of their ability to hit the three, it made it a close game down the stretch. And literally, to the final 1.6 seconds, it was a ball game. And, you know, it just couldn't have been scripted any better for a building that's been so good to us over the years.
Talk about the fans and their energy and how your players fed off of that.
Well, I think any time you have an emotional game like you do when you close out a building or for a senior night for your last group, there's already going to be that Energizer bunny rabbit that's going to be present. But one of the things that we talked about our guys is don't let too much of that energy take you away from your focal points and what you've got to do, and it didn't. And I've been blessed with a great group of players, but specifically five seniors that have just been wonderful. And, you know, last night they were all focused, and all five of those seniors had a contributing play at one point or time in that ball game, which that made it even that much more special.
Yeah, I think they combined for 55 points and 27 rebounds. That's a good effort for those.
Yeah, it really is. And I think, you know, I just go back, Bill. I think if you wanted to script it in any way, something that would honor the building, something that would honor your five seniors, something that would honor the fans, something that would honor your university and your program, I mean, it just, all of that stuff came to fruition last night. And it was a blessing for many people. And, you know, 8,000 people left this building last night with a sense of satisfaction for 32 years of great basketball.
As sad as it may be to kind of turn the page on the Hammond Student Center, talk about the new arena you're going to be playing in and how exciting is that going to be?
Well, I think in this day and age of college basketball, it's literally an arms race. And for, you know, probably the last 10 years, we've probably been playing in the worst, if not one of the worst facilities in the Missouri Valley Conference. Now, that when I say worst, that doesn't have anything to do with our fans, because certainly our fans have been wonderful, but we have been behind in the arms races, and because of a philanthropist by the name of John Q. Hammonds stepping in front and just making a contribution of $30 million, we're able to go in next year to over an 11,000-seat new arena with 22 skyboxes and a club room, first-class everything, the most advanced technology that can be available for televisions, the most advanced technology available for a scoreboard. And you got an opportunity to have unbelievable locker rooms and offices and a concourse with a Hall of Fame and a camp store right there in the middle of the lobby area for people to buy bearware. And it's just, you know, everything they've done is first class, and certainly we couldn't have done it without Mr. Hammonds. But just to add that, Bill, has been a tremendous response in that. In recruiting, you can just see it because people want to play in a new arena.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I is there a better facility right now in the Missouri Valley Conference other than the Quest Center in Omaha for the Creighton Blue Jays?
Well, I would say this. It will be the best facility campus-owned, and no question. And it will be, I think it has a chance to be nicer than the Quest Center. It will not be as big as the Quest Center, and the Quest Center is just gorgeous. But they've not left any stone unturned on this. I mean, there's dark cherry wood and all of the sky boxes, the best leather seating that you can have, maroon chair backing throughout the entire facility with the exception of the student section. We're literally quadrupling our student section size. Our lower bowl size is going to go from, you know, basically 2,300 to over 6,000. There's not going to be a bad seat in the house. Actually, four rows in the upper level are going to hang over the suites, which is going to be combined with the lower bowl. I just tell you, Bill, it's a really exciting time to be a part of Bears basketball, not only as a fan, but as a player and as a university.
Well, I know Creighton, they lead the league in attendance with 15,000. It'd sure be nice to get that up to 11,000 at Missouri State with that new arena.
Well, it really would be. And, you know, that's a great thing about the Missouri Valley Conference, Bill, that we get to brag on. Last year, we had the number one attended postseason tournament. And if you look, let's just go through the games this year. When we played at Drake, sold out. At Southern Illinois, sold out. It wasn't sold out at Creighton. You know, they only had 15,700 people. you know, you play at Illinois State, basically almost sold out. Bradley, sold out. I mean, every Wichita State, sold out. You know, so every game you play, that's what makes this league and this conference so special, is that people really appreciate good basketball. And I'm a little disappointed that the national media doesn't pick up on it more than what they do. I mean, I don't understand how Drake can go in and win at a number eight team in the country and go from 18 to 20 in the post. I just don't understand how that happened.
No, it's crazy, isn't it? I mean, this is one of the top conferences competition-wise, and certainly for a following standpoint. What are you guys doing as you prepare for the conference tournament that's coming up here pretty soon?
Well, the one thing we got to do is we got to finish up, and we got to try to win a road game. And this certainly, I've never been here in my 9 years where we haven't won a road game in the Valley, and we certainly want to take care of that Saturday evening when we play at Terre Haute. We got to play at a tough Indiana State squad, but you just right now you just got to take care of business, and then whether you're in the play-in game or whether you're not, you just got to be able to prepare, and you just got to play. Literally, you know, coach cliche, but you got to play one game at a time, because if you don't, you don't win the first one, you don't get to go to the second one.
How true, how true. Well, listen, best of luck the rest of the way out. I know it was an exciting night last night for you and the players, and you know, we certainly will be following you here through the tournament.
Well, I appreciate it, Bill, and thank you to Missouri Sportsnet.